Diabetes mellitus is a metabolic disease with hyperglycemia characteristic. This condition occurs due to insulin deficiency, so that glucose in the blood increases due to a disturbance in the form of insulin deficiency and converting glucose into energy. International Diabetes Federation reported diabetes is one of the non-communicable diseases that contribute to the largest mortality in the world, with a record number of 6.7 million people death. In other words, there is one case of death every 5 seconds caused by diabetes. Today, gelato has become processed food favorite by the public as dessert menu. However, behind the trend consuming this product, there is a risk of diabetes which can rise due to the sugar content in gelato by 15-24% per 50 gram serving. In this case, control of the nutritional content in food is one of the biggest factors in protecting oneself from diabetes. Now it's known there are many elements in nature that can be processed as food ingredients to help treat diabetes. Polyphenols are phytochemical compounds that can be obtained naturally and have various effects, including antioxidant, anti-tumor, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and antivirus effects. On the other hand, there is microorganism of bacteria type that can be utilized in the process of making food, such as Bacillus subtilis. Bacillus subtilis is hydrophobic probiotic bacteria that is not harmful to the body's digestive system. It can reduce blood sugar levels or increase the performance of the insulin hormone by carrying out the fat lysis process. By formulating the compounds such as polyphenol, sorbitol, Bacillus subtilis BIC4, inulin into an organic nanosynthetic compounds as a symbiotic food additive for creating anti-diabetic foods, fortunately, it can be used as new anti-diabetic therapy. All of the compounds are synthesized by using several steps. The first, inoculation of Bacillus subtilis BAC4. The second, synthesize phase 1 between polyphenol and sorbitol by using enzyme esterification method. The third, synthesis phase 2 to diffusion the result of phase 1 with inoculum of Bacillus subtilis BAC4. And after, the nanoencapsulation process of synthesis phase 2 using inulin compound. Then, resulting organic nanosynthetized compound as a symbiotic food additive. And next, the application of food additive into the gelato making process. The food additive were added on blending process. And last, identification on product. The medical nutrients were contained in the symbiotic food additive will affect the structure and the characteristic of the food applied by the material, and also transforming the food into an anti-diabetic food or nutraceutical food. Until now, there's no diabetes mellitus treatment that use dessert food. In this case, gelato as a medium for treating that disease. The authenticity of this concept is based on the desire to find a way of treatment with fun sensation, delicious, and of course, free of chemical residues in body that can cause any new diseases as problem health. As the amount of diabetes case has present at the beginning, this invention can be adopted by pharmaceutical or food and beverage industry or any capable institution to produce this model of symbiotic gelato as a delicious medicine to solving on the health issues of diabetes.